things, like we hear in regards to Govardhan Tattva, is that he is Krishna himself and he is Haridas. And of course, this is not something like irreconcilable. The gopis and Srimati Radhika herself is telling he is Haridas Varja. So in the Vainugit, then we know this verse, Hantayam Adir Haridas Varja. He's telling, he is the best of all the servants of Hari. And we know why, because he's supplying, like in that verse, he's saying, he's supplying all the like nice fragrant water. Actually, not just water, he's supplying, he's giving all different kinds of juice, all kinds of honey, like drink anything drinkable, and also grass, the grasses which the sages, they would use, the Durvaga grass which they use for sacrifice, also this grass that nourishes the cows, also then Kandara, all the caves, which is like a place for staying when there's like time for like taking rest, and of course in this cave so many nice like things are there. Giriraj supplying everything, so this can be for his friends or for the with the gopis. And of course the Kandamula, all these roots or like vegetables, like fruits, flowers, Giriraj supplying everything. Then this way, actually, he's using his whole body for the service of Krishna. And therefore, like today in this, we know in this story how Krishna, he broke this yajna for Indra. And instead, he's teaching like the Brijbasis, worship Giriraj, like instead. And like really, in Braj, Giriraj is the center. Gurudev would always say, like, this is the mode of Braj. If anything anything you need, and Gurudev says, he's also telling everyone, like, if there's anything, like something you need, and like even an emergency, then you don't pray to Krishna. You pray to Giriraj. We don't pray to Krishna. We serve Krishna. He's like a baby. We serve him. But Giriraj, like all the Brijbasis, anything they need, they turn into, the Brijbasis, they turn to Giriraj. And of course, we know everything they need is only for the service of Krishna. And so Giriraj is like the recreation place, the place of, like the meeting place. So many nice pastimes are happening in Giriraj. Radhakund, the best place, the highest place, is on Giriraj. And therefore, Giriraj is considered, like Braj is never the same, or Braj can never be Braj without Giriraj. So, said like in our daily like prayer to Giriraj from Raghunath Das Goswami, he's saying Giriraj is like the tilak of Braj. You can know someone by their tilak. You will know someone is Mayavadi looking at their tilak. You know a Vaishnav by looking at the tilak. You know this is Braj if there is Giriraj. So, therefore, worship of Giriraj, Krishna himself, he started. And in this way, he's reciprocating the service of Giriraj. Actually, Giriraj not different from himself. Sometimes, some devotees, they would say, he's Haridasi, should not be Haridas, because they would say Girirani, not the king of mountain, but queen of mountains. But okay, this is like our mood, something like that. But there's no harm as well, because even Radharani telling like this, he's Haridas. And the main thing is that why they're saying like, oh, cannot be Haridas, cannot be male, because in intimate pastimes meeting of Radha and Krishna, no other male can be there. But then we have to understand, Giriraj is none different from Krishna. He is actually Krishna himself. So that is Krishna. So no harm, he is Krishna. But this time he is there as Giriraj, as a mountain, no gender. But because he is Krishna, okay, he is like male. But he's there like Baladev. Baladev, he is none different from Krishna, but his mood is servant. So, but of course we know Baladev cannot be there in intimate pastimes because he's physically as a male. But through his Shakti as Ananga Manjari, then she's there, he is there serving. But with Krishna himself, he directly manifesting himself as Giriraj. And since he's not like a person, like male, female, he's a mountain, then there's no like considering of being like disturbance. And in this way, his whole body is serving. So he is like Krishna. You can offer tulsi to him, but and especially for us as servants, or aspiring servants, then we look at him as the best of servants. And therefore, we pray. With Giriraj, he can actually bless us that this service mood will come to our hearts and we become qualified to be serving, like as he's serving. When he sees himself like all these people wanting to serve Radha and Krishna, then easily he will like be pleased and he can bless us. Giriraj can give us prem. Our Gurudev is always telling us, and therefore, today, very important day, we worship Giriraj, only desiring that we become maid servants of Srimati Radharani and be there. Giriraj will give us entrance to these loving pastimes and in Giriraj and serving there. And so, also, I remembering on this day, Gurudev was also showing to us that aside from worshipping Giriraj, just like the bridge buses, they're worshipping Giriraj by preparing nice, like many delicious preparations and doing parikrama and sankirtan. But that also, part of that is worshipping the cows, worshipping the Vaishnavas, worshipping the bridge buses and the Brahmins. And so on this day, we also worship our Guru Varga, the Vaishnavas and the cows. And so we pray unto all these personalities that truly this Govardhan Puja will be successful. Vancha kalpatra vishta kipasin dhuve vacha pati.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Guruve Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Varam Shri Rupanu Pravaram Rajras Rasikam Cha Narayanam Tam Prapandam Shri Guru Charanam Vande Raman Prasthaya Bhutale Rupanu Bhaktidam Cha Kripamurti Narayanam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advait Gadhadir Shri Sadhikar Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So first of all, I offer my Dandavat Pranams at the lotus feet of our spiritual masters, Nitlai Srimad Bhaktivedan Shri Narayan Goswami Maharaj Srila Gurudev, and Nitlai Srimad Bhaktivedan Shri Vam Goswami Maharaj Srila Gurudev, to the entire Rupanagariya Guru Varga, to our guardians, to all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, and to Shri Giriraj Govardhan himself, or rather herself, auspicious Annakoot Mahotsav we are observing today. So, previously we've heard from the Vaishnavas that Guru Purnima is actually his appearance in this world. If I'm not mistaken, we've heard, no, because Guru Purnima also we hear so much Govardhan Katha also. Normally we listen that Sanatan Goswami, well, he was doing parikrama of Giriraj Govardhan there, he became so much absorbed in separation that he became unconscious. And Krishna and Balaram, they appeared to him and they said, oh, why do you have to do parikrama in such heat, in such, in such like severe conditions? So therefore, they gave him the Giriraj Shila with the with the impression of Krishna's footprint, his cowherding stick and his flute. And then, as we know, Sanatana Goswami actually left. He departed to the spiritual world from there. Then he was given samadhi at near Madan Mohan. So therefore that day is called Mudiyapuno. When everyone, they shave their heads. Mudiya means Mundan. And in Braj Bhasha, they say Purnima means Puno. No. So this way they all shaved up. But that day also we listen, Giriraj also appeared in this world. So like, we know the couple of histories, no? How Giriraj came. This during his manifest Leela. Actually, Srimati Radhika is mentioned in the Garga Samhita that Krishna, he told Srimati Radhika that you must come with me here to this material world. So he said, I will not come. Why should I come? You know, leave here, Vrindavan. He said, for the benefit of all the jivas, so that they can listen to our Leelas and they can advance and ultimately join us in our pastimes. Then she said, I can never come where Yamuna is not there, where Giriraj is not there, where all the Leela Stalis are not there. How can I come to such a place? There, Krishna, he said, oh, don't worry. They're all already present there. Giriraj Govardhan is already there. Yamuna is already there. Everyone is there. So we hear in that one pastime that Ramchandra, he was building the bridge and he needed so many mountains and hills to build a bridge over the ocean. And that was being built by Neel and Nal, there was a curse upon them that anything they would throw in the water, it would float because they were very mischievous. So therefore, all the mountains, the hills they threw in the water, they would ultimately float. Also, since Sri Ramchandra's name was written on them, so this bridge was built very swiftly. So then Ramchandra, he told Hanuman was bringing also this mountain, Giriraj. Don't bring any more mountains or hills. Now we already built the bridge. So Hanuman, he said, oh, now I have to place you where we're going. And then Giriraj became so sad. He said, oh, you're doing this now to me. I thought I'll have darshan of my Prabhu. No, and you're doing this to me now. Then he said, oh, he got so angry also. Then anyhow, Hanuman said, oh, don't worry. Krishna, he will, when my Prabhu Ram will come as Krishna, he will engage you in his seva. And then he placed Giriraj there presently where we see. And also, I think for one reason that Ramchandra didn't want Giriraj to come there was, he didn't want his soldiers to step foot on Giriraj. No, because Giriraj is like a sakhi of Srimati Radhika. No, rather, made servant of Srimati Radhika. How can Ramchandra tolerate everyone just stepping on him? So anyhow, there's one history we listen that he was placed there. And the other history we listen was that Pulastha Rishi, when he came to the... when he came to Dronachal, when he came to the northern tip of Bharatvarsh, there he saw how majestic Dronachal's son was. Then he said, oh, look at him, how lofty, how beautiful he is. He's just see how... if only in Kashi and Varanasi we could have such a mountain, it would be so nice, because Kashi is so dry. Only the Ganga flows there, and no mountains, hills, nothing. So he told his father, Giriraj's father, that, oh, can you please give me your son? Then Dronachal thought, oh, how can I give my son to him? No, he's my life and soul. No, like Hadai Pandit thought, how can I give my Nitai to the Brahmin, to the Sannyasi? Then anyhow he thought, oh, Pulastha Rishi might curse my son also. So then he said, all right, go. You can take my son. Giriraj anyhow was bought by Pulastha Rishi. But Giriraj had a condition that anywhere you you keep me down, I will stay in that place. I will not move an inch. So then it is said that Pulastha Rishi, as he was passing over Braj, also it is said that, oh, anyhow, he wanted to pass some water. Or actually, he also had to perform his sandhya. So anyhow, he placed Giriraj there on the ground. And after he finished everything, he told Giriraj, oh, now come up on my finger again. Giriraj said, no. And Pulastha, he became very angry. He said, what are you doing, refusing a Brahmarshi like me? He said, you can do anything you want, but I'll never leave this place. So then Pulastha Rishi, he actually cursed Giriraj, saying, oh, because of your impudence, every day your size will reduce by the size of a sesame seed. So therefore we see Giriraj is reducing in size. But actually we hear that is because of his separation from Radha and Krishna. So therefore he is here in Brajmandal. And like we heard, he is the Tilak of Braj. No, without him, if there is no Tilak, the body is like considered to be like lifeless. So he is like the Tilak of Brajmandal. You see that his two eyes, he's compared to a peacock and a cow also. So Mukharvind is like the face and Radhakund Shyamakund are the eyes. And his tail is like Puchari. Puchari is where the tail is. So this way, with all his kundas and all his like grasses and fountain streams, he gives so much pleasure to Radha and Krishna. No, like we hear in Kusum Sarovar, Radharani, she comes and picks flowers there in Kusum Sarovar with all her sakis there. Then we hear that Radha Kund is the place of Radha and Krishna's Madhyan Leela, their afternoon pastimes. No, Radha and Krishna, they perform, the afternoon pastimes are the biggest pastimes of the day. They're the lengthiest, more than even Ratri Leela also. So, this way, they're even more than even the Ratri Leela also. So this way, the most intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna, they take place there in Radha Kund. So this way, Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, and we hear, no, Mansi Ganga also, where Krishna, he performs boating pastimes with Radha and Krishna. So there also, in Mansi Ganga also, he's enjoying so many pastimes with Srimati Radhika there. No, like Vishwanath Chakri Thakur has described that Krishna is the boatman there. And being the boatman, he wants to take Srimati Radhika across. But he's saying, oh, your jewels are very heavy. And there's so much butter in all these boats. So put everything aside. And everything, they dropped everything aside in the Kunda, in the Sarovar, in Mansi Ganga. And anyhow, he said, oh, now even your clothes, even your jewels are so heavy. So remove all your jewels now. And then they said, oh, you must be that cheater. And then realized it was Krishna. So all such pastimes take place there in Mansi Ganga. And then there is also Sankarshan Kund there. So Sankarshan Kund is also very famous. Why? Because that pastime of actually Shankachur, no, trying to like take Srimati Radhika and the gopis away, took place there. So there we hear that Shankachur, he tried to take Srimati Radhika and all the gopis away. But then what happened? Krishna, he came and then he ran fast and he killed Shankachur. And he took this jewel away. No. This jewel from Shankachur's head. And then he took that jewel away. And what did he do? He saw that so many sakis were there. So he could not give that jewel to Srimati Radhika directly. So he gave it to Baladev. And Baladev Prabhu, he gave it to anyhow Kundalata or Dhanishta. And then they gave it to Lalita and then came to Srimati Radhika there. So there in that place, Sankarshan Kund, that Leela took place there. And also we know nearby is Gauri Kund, which is the place of Chandravali there. So here we see that Chandravali's place is only there to enhance this Parakiya Bhav that Radha and Krishna have for each other. It is only for this reason that her Kunda is also there, Gauri Kund. Where just as Srimati Radhika worships the sun god, she worships Gauri Devi. Then there is Surubhi Kund there. No, there is Govinda Kund. So Govinda Kund is the place where Krishna received this name Govinda. No. Govinda means he who gives pleasure to all the cows, calves, gopis and gopes. So there Indra, he performed his abhishek there. And then to this day, if you see, the water is so sweet in Govinda Kund. If you see, every kunda of Giriraj has its own special taste. Normally you think that all kundas, they share the same water, but it's not the case. See, the taste of Govinda Kund is different from Naval Kund, Apsar Kund, from Surubhi Kund, Airavat Kund. All the water is so different from all these kundas there. Even to this day, the water is so sweet there in Govinda Kund. Because that is the same water that performed the abhishek of Krishna there. Also, we hear that Bhaguri Rishi would also perform all his fire sacrifices there. No. So therefore, all the gopis would also come there. So there, Krishna received this name, Govinda. And then as we go up front, there is the Mukutshila, where the Vaishnavas always go and offer pranams there. But Srimati Radhika's Mukut, the impression of her Mukut can be seen there. And then as we go front, there is Rastali. No, Rastali is present right there. Where Radha and Krishna's Rastali takes place. There is Naval Kund and Apsar Kund. That just as there's Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Krishna, he became Naval Kund and Srimati Radhika became Apsar Kund. And then entire place is Kadamba Khandi. It's a very auspicious place. That place is like the heart of Giriraj there. The Naval Kund, Apsar Kund. That is the very place where we offer our boga also, no? Every time we do parikrama. And right there next to Rastali. And then as we go front, there is the Surubhi Kund. So Surubhi Kund, Gurudev liked this place so much. He himself had that place built, renovated, that kunda there. As you know, in front is the temple of Baladev, where the Vaishnavas offer pranams there. They offer pranams to Baladev Prabhu, which is the Adhishtatri Devata of Vrindavan. the Sandini Shakti. So there we see in Surabhi Kund, Gurudev says, anyone who comes to Surabhi Kund and offers pranams here and takes a bath here, and anyone who even just like has some slight respect, then what will happen? Just as Surabhi Devi, what did she do? She told Krishna, you must forgive my son Indra. Indra, you know, I know he's a big, he's been so unruly to the Brajavasis, no, like an upstart. But then anyhow, must forgive him because he's my son. You're my elder son and he's like my younger son. Anyhow, you forgive him. So then Krishna, he forgave Indra and he said, okay, now go to Surabhi Kunj. Now they perform your bhajan there. I'm still not pleased with you. So similarly, Gurudev said, anyone who goes there to Surabhi Kund and prays there, then Surabhi Devi, what will she do? On behalf of that person, she will tell Krishna that, oh, please forgive this person. Anyhow, he has committed this offense. So please forgive him. And then as we know, there if you go front, there's Airavat Kund. Where Airavat, Krishna's, Indra's carrier, the elephant that performed the Abhishek. And then there is Rudra Kund there. There's Harihar Kund there. No, like many years back, when the Vaishnavas are speaking from this Brajvilastav of Raghunath Das Goswami, they were describing all these kundas. We only see few kundas there, but Raghunath Das Goswami, he says that thousands of kundas there. So many. No, like there is Dan Nivartan Kund, Karshni Kund, Rinmochan Kund, then there's Harihar Kund, then Rudra Kund. And as you keep going, there's so many kundas there that have become unmanifest actually, that we cannot even see. If you go to the front, there's Bilchu Kund. And then there's so many kundas there. And then as we go front, also then there's Jatipur. So Jatipur is the place where Madhavendra Puri stayed. No, so without Madhavendra Puri, without explaining about his glories, Annakut Mahotsav is actually incomplete. No, Madhavendra Puri was the one who was staying near Govindakund and doing bhajan. And Krishna himself, he bought this milk for him. Because Madhavendra Puri, he followed Ajagara Vritti. He would never eat or drink anything. No, like by himself. Whatever people would give, he would only take that. So Krishna, he bought this pot of milk for him. And he said, oh, my mother has given you this milk. She cannot see people just doing austerities and meditating here and just being fasting. So then Madhavendra Puri took that milk and so tasteful. Then immediately he knew it was Krishna himself. And then he got that order in his dream that, oh, I've been like buried here under the sand. Please, anyhow, no, establish my worship. So then Madhavendra Puri, along with all the Brajavasis, he established the worship of Gopaldev on top. So one may say that Mahaprabhu, he never climbed on Giriraj, then why did Madhavendra Puri do so? Because he's Gopal. Once I asked the Vaishnavas this question, that why did Madhavendra Puri climb the hill? No, because he's like the Adi Guru of Mahaprabhu's line. So then why did he? Because Gopal, he has to be carried on one's shoulders. He will not walk on his own. So Madhavendra Puri said, oh, if I have to carry on your shoulders, then I'll have to walk. So he climbed up on Giriraj, he established him there. Then we know Annakut Mahotsav was observed there. Chaitanya Charitamrita has been described. Every day it was observed for one whole year. Every day, where so many Mathuravasis, Brajavasis would cook stacks of rice and stacks of vegetables and everything. Annakut means, normally we hear 56 varieties, but actually, one variety, there are 56 types. Like one chutney, 56 types. One papad, 56 types. One roti, 56 types. One sabji, 56 types. Like this, 56 types of every preparation. No, like this way. Madhavendra Puri did this for 1 year, and then Gopal was so happy with him. And then as we know, it was because of Madhavendra Puri that even our Guru Varga, they had so much desire to have darshan of Gopal. When Gopal came to Mathura, staying in Vittalacharya's house, Rupa and Sanatana Goswami had his darshan. And when he came to Gantoli Gram, the place where Radha and Krishna's cloth was tied into a knot, Mahaprabhu came there and he had darshan there also of Gopaldev. So Madhavendra Puri, because of him especially, this Annakut is celebrated so much. He was the one who manifested this Leela again. No. And this was the same Tithi, this Annakut Mahotsav, where we heard, no, a few days before, that the deities of Radha Vinod Bihari were established in Mathura. This is the same Tithi. If I'm not mistaken, I think 1956. No. Like the Vaishnavas are always telling us that there's this Panda, Yamuna Prasad, who recently departed. He would say, to this day, I've never seen an Annakut festival like that, he said. The one that I saw in 1956. Everyone was there. Gurudev, Srila Param Gurudev, Vaman Maharaj, Trikram Maharaj, everyone. And we heard from the Vaishnavas, no, Param Gurudev, he would sit there and personally he would oversee the entire prasadam distribution. It's say, oh, today, Giriraj is giving his mercy to everyone. Anyone who even offers a small grain of rice to him, Giriraj will give him that prem. And then Param Gurudev himself is overseeing. The deities of Radha Vinod Bihari were established on this day. Now, Param Gurudev went to Jaipur, and there, the person who was making the deities, he didn't know what to do. So Param Gurudev gave him the Gopal mantra, initiated him, and then he said, meditate on this mantra, and then Radha Vinod Bihari will manifest to you. So then anyhow, this way he manifested the deities of Radha Vinod Bihari. So this tithi is so auspicious. So many wonderful things happened today. If I'm not mistaken, today is also the disappearance of Rasikananda Prabhu also, I think. So he was also such a beloved associate of Mahaprabhu. So this way, Gurudev, this festival was like his heart and soul. No, he would say that anyone who offers even a grain of rice in this festival, he said, will never have to beg their entire lives. Lakshmi may have to beg, but not that person. He said, anyone who with a little faith, love and affection offers even a fruit to Giriraj on this day, Giriraj is like bound to give him that prem. Because Giriraj is Ashraya Vigraha. We don't see him as Vishaya Vigraha. So being an Ashraya Vigraha, that prem that he has in his heart for Radha and Krishna, he will give to others. Why is Giriraj in the form of a stone? Because this stamba, being stunned, is one of the Ashtasatvik Vikaras. Seeing Radha and Krishna's pastimes, he becomes stunned in ecstasy. Therefore, he's in the form of a stone. And he has this Sarupanubandhi prem. No, like lastly, I'll just end with this. What is the meaning of this Sarupanubandhi prem? No, this deity, like the Vaishnavas are describing sometime before, that why do we worship Mahaprabhu as Gauranga? Why not as Krishna Chaitanya? Why? What is the reason? So then the reasons were like, oh, Mahaprabhu as a sannyasi is Naimitik Leela, but as Gauranga, he's Nitya Leela and all these things. That's also true. But actually the Vaishnavas told us, why do we worship him as Gauranga? Because Vishnu Priya Devi worshipped him in such a way. Because that tree, the neem tree, which bore witness to Mahaprabhu's pastimes, it stored the image of Mahaprabhu in its heart. And that same image that the tree had stored in its heart manifested as the deity of Gauranga that was given to Vishnu Priya Devi. And therefore, to this day, Vishnu Priya Devi, following in her footsteps, everyone worships Mahaprabhu as Gauranga. Similarly, Giriraj, in his heart, he has this Sarupanubandhi prem. So he has stored these images of Radha and Krishna in his heart. Therefore, to any devotee who sincerely prays at his lotus feet, what will he do? That image of Radha and Krishna which he has stored in his heart, he will also transmit into the heart of the devotee. So this is how merciful he is. Therefore, we see so many thousands of devotees do parikrama. Gurudev said one girl, she was like paralyzed. She could not even walk. But then anyhow, she was crawling and doing Giriraj parikrama. And then one day she stood up, two legs. And then she became upright. And then she started doing parikrama. Like this, he's so merciful. No. It said anyone who does parikrama, Giriraj is following from behind. What do you want? What do you want? And then Gurudev said, one who's intelligent will play for Radha Dasyam. Not for anything else, or else he'll be cheated. So on this auspicious tithi, we can only pray at the lotus feet of Sri Giriraj Govardhan that he can also bestow that one particle of prem in our hearts and make our lives successful. Vancha kalpataruvishya kripasunayacha patitanam pavanevya vishnubhyo namo namah.
ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्दस्य गणाङ्गनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तन्भक्ताय नमो नमः मञ्जकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई फॉर माय सत्संगानंद वर्पनाम्स थाउजेंड ऑफ टाइम्स ऑन द लोटस फीट ऑफ श्री परमराजतम गुरुपाद पद्म विष्णुपाद स्तोत्र श्री श्रीमद् भक्ति वेदांत नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज गुरुदेव Secondly, I offer my Sastangananda Varpanams thousands of times, the lotus feet of my Sri Rupanuga Gaudiya Guru Varga. And I offer my Sastangananda Varpanams unto all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. By the causeless mercy of Sri Guru Pada Padma, we are celebrating today Sri Annakut Mahotsav, the beautiful festival of Govardhan Puja. And this tradition, this festival has started 5,000 years ago by Sri Krishna himself. Krishna himself, he is Swayam Bhagavan. But just like Raghupati Upadhyaya says that Shrutim itare smitim apare bharatam anya bhajantum bhava bita aham iha nandam mande yasya linde param brahma. That so many people, they worship the Shrutis, the Smitis, the Mahabharata and other scriptures, this path, that path. But as far as I'm concerned, I worship Nanda Maharaj. Why? Because Param Brahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, is rolling in his courtyard, playing there. So Krishna, he is Param Brahma. But when he comes to Braj, then he is controlled by the love of the Brajbasis. And he himself, personally, he taught all the Brajbasis. Who is our Arajya, who is our worshipful Ishta in Braj? That is Giriraj Govardhan. If there is any problem, any desire to be fulfilled, it is Giriraj Govardhan, he will fulfill it. We know how some Makaran Sankranti, when the Brajvasis wanted to take bath in the Ganga Sagar, then where did Krishna take them all? He took them to Giriraj. And there, from the lotus feet of Haridev, Manasi Ganga was manifest. And then all the Brajvasis, they took bath there. So he is Sarva Abhishta Bharata. And when any danger came, Indra, due to his pride, he tried to punish the Brajbasis. Then it was Giriraj Govardhan who protected all the Brajbasis, gave them shelter. And the Vaishnavas said, so many confidential reasons that Giriraj, he wanted he is Haridasa Varya, he's always doing so much seva. So every now and then you need one Gundicha Mandir Marjan, you need to clean. Keep everything nice and clean and good fragrance. So then Hiren Indra came with so much water. All his sevaks, the Sambartaka clouds, giving water, air, brooming, this and that. Then as a result, whole Brajmana was clean and washed very, very nicely. But not even one ant, not even one insect in Brajmanda was harmed in any way. Because they all had taken shelter of Giriraj Govardhan. Also, Giriraj Govardhan, he has big swarup, big form. But Giriraj, he is so merciful, they thought, oh, why I should only remain in this one form and serve in this one form? I want to serve in so many ways. So then, Indra with his thunderbolt, he broke Giriraj into thousands and millions of pieces. And this way, Giriraj, he manifested his swarup in so many ways. Like the Vaishnava says, when Srila Guru Pada Padma, it's practically physical presently before our eyes. And that time the sevaks, they are holding and they are controlling. But then Gurudev, by his mystic potency, then he disappears from our mortal vision, from our physical vision, and then he manifests in so many unlimited forms. And now there is no house, there is no place where Gurudev's swarup is not there. He's residing in the hearts of all the devotees, but also in form of his vigraha and all his other, his Sevakunj paintings and everywhere. So in this way, Giriraj also Govardhan, now he's in millions and millions of sarups. And each Giriraj Shiva is like one soldier, one form of Giriraj, none different from Giriraj. And they're all around the world. And everywhere around the world now, Annukut is being manifest and being observed, with Giriraj directly present. And he's distributing that prasad, that mercy of the Brajbasis, that Braj Prem to everyone all around, not just only in one place. But that Giriraj, Gurudev had so much mamada, so much possessiveness for Giriraj. He said that without Brajbasis' permission or any Guru Varga, one should not take Giriraj away from Govardhan, because they're like his limbs. I remember there's one, he used to say that if you want to take Giriraj Shila from Govardhan, then you should put the equal weight of gold there. Then you can take. I remember one time, then there was one couple, they came from America. And they came to Gurudev and they gave Gurudev some gold. And Guru said, why? What is this gold for? So, oh, you said in Qatar that if we give gold equal weight of Shila, we can take the Shila. So we are taking this small Shila, and here is gold equal to the weight. And Gurudev became very angry, said, no, put the Shila back. The purpose of me telling that you put weight in gold is not that you give gold and take Giriraj, but the purpose is to discourage you from taking Giriraj away from here, because he never wants to leave Brajmanda. Even when we just heard Pulastya Rishi tried to take Giriraj to Kashi. Kashi mein Fasi. You go to Kashi, then it's like a noose. Only mukti, gyan, this thing, that thing, choking you. Like a python ready to swallow you. So therefore, Giriraj, he never wanted to leave. But as a pretext, then he agreed to go with Pulastya Rishi from Bindachal, from the Himalayas. Then on the way, then he stopped himself here in Brajmandal. And then he never left after that. Why? Because he is the eternal Parikar of Sri Radha and Krishna. And he is serving in so many ways. In some Puran, it's described that Brahma became Brahma Parvat, Shiva became Nandishar Parvat, and Vishnu became Govardhan Parvat. Also, it's described that Giriraj Sarupi is Krishna himself. He is also in that one form. But Radharani, from her own mouth, she has said that Hantim Adhira Bala Haridasa Vadya Yad Ramakrishna Charana Sparsha Pramodaha Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayosta Yoryat Paniyasuya Vasaya Kandare Gandamule. That Giriraj is Haridas Avarya. There's Haridas, Haridas Avar, and there's Haridas Avarya. Haridas is Yudhishthira Maharaj. He is such a qualified and expert servant of Sri Hari, serving in all ways. And Hari is, he can never leave even when he goes to Dwara, when he goes to Hastinapur, then he cannot leave because Yudhishthira Maharaj with his service, he's always keep binding them, keeping him there. Just stay one more day. Then Krishna will stay one more day. Oh, just one more day. And then Yudhishthira will tell Draupadi, then Draupadi will come and crush Krishna. He says, oh, don't leave, stay one more day. And this way, Krishna is bound by the Pandavas there. So Yudhishthira, he is Haridas. But more than that is Uddhav, he is Haridas of Var. Krishna has said that he is more dear to them than my own soul, more dear to me than Lakshmi. And all, he is so dear and near to me. He is the mantri of, he is the minister of Krishna, he is dear friend, advisor, everything. Even his complexion is like Krishna. He's so close to Krishna. Therefore, he is Haridasa Var. He is such an expert and dear and near servant of Hari. But more than Uddhav is who? Radharani is saying, Radhika Srimati Radharani is saying that Giriraj Govardhan is Haridasa Varya, the topmost, foremost servant of Hari. Because he is manifest, all of Krishna's desires are being manifest there. Any desire that Krishna has, wants to be fulfilled, it is fulfilled there at Giriraj Govardhan. Therefore, it is the very heart of Brajmandal, the very heart of Sri Krishna. They're all beautiful, because there Giriraj is not only serving Krishna, but he's serving all the Brajbasis, and this is what Krishna wants. Krishna doesn't want to be served, but he wants to serve. So then when Giriraj serves all the Brajbasis, then Krishna becomes so happy. Oh, this is what I want. I want to serve Radhika, the gopis, the sakas, the cows, my mothers. I want to serve them all. That's why Krishna, when Brahma stole all the... Krishna arranged Brahma to steal all the cows and calves away. Because all the mothers and the cows, and they all had a desire to have Krishna as their son. And then he did that service and he became their sons and calves. So this is Krishna's desire to serve. And Giriraj Govardhan is fulfilling Krishna's desire by serving all of them, giving grasses to the cows, giving sticks and fruits and everything, waterfalls and beautiful flowers and trees and fruits and beautiful caves and jewels and minerals and beautiful bhogas and so many secret kunjas, nikunjas, all these different beautiful, and then Radha Kund, Shama Kund. Also Giriraj Sarupa is decided to be not only like peacock but like a calf, and who his head is tucked into his stomach. So Giriraj Govardhan is the very heart of Krishna, very heart of manifest from Srimati Radhika's heart. She is the Purna Shakti, Sarup Shakti, the Chit Shakti, the Antaranga Shakti, the Hladini Shakti. And she is manifesting all of Krishna's desires by manifesting this Giriraj Govardhan. Therefore, Rupa Goswami said that Vaikuntha Janito Vara Madhupuri Tatrapi Rasotsavar Vindarani Udara Pani Ramana Tatrapi Govardhana Radha Kundam Ihapi Gokulapate Premam Mita Plavana Kuryar Asya Virajito Girisate Sevam Vikeki Naka. Which Viveki, which intelligent person will not do seva there on the bank of Giriraj Govardhan? Because that place, higher than Vaikuntha, is Vrindavan. Because in Vaikuntha there is no Janma Leela, but in Mathura, Krishna's birth, in Vrindavan, Krishna's birth takes place. But higher than that, Mathura, in Gokul, is Vrindavan, because Rasa Leela is taking place there. But higher than Vrindavan is Giriraj Govardhan, because all there, Ramanath, all of Krishna's most intimate and most tasty and beautiful pastimes are taking place there. All of Krishna's desires have been filled there. And higher than, and there at Govardhan, is Sri Radha Kund, Shama Kund. And there, that place is flooded with Radhika's prem. Radhika's Mahanamadanakya Mahabhava is brilliantly burning there, present there, and that is, she is serving and manifesting Krishna's all his desires. So Giridhar Govardhani is therefore Haridasa Varya, the topmost and foremost servant. And therefore, we pray to, being the topmost servant, we want this association, we want this Sadhu Sangha, we want this close proximity to, with Giridhar, that we will serve him, and then maybe some of his service mood may come in our heart also. And then we can be Brajbasi, then we can understand what it means to be in Braj. If we don't serve Govardhan, don't have affection and mamata for Govardhan, then you can never be Brajbasi. Therefore, we're praying to the Lotus Feet of Vaishnavas who are teaching us and showing us and engaging us in this Annukut Mahotsav, like Srila Guru Parabhatma has done. And this way we are gradually developing some relationship with, not only with the Vaishnavas, but with Giriraj Govardhan, Yamuna, the Dham, all these places. Mancha kalpadrubhyasta vipassanindu viraja vidhanam bhavani vaishnavi.
Shaknanjanasalakaya Chakshurunlitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mancha Kalpataruhasya Kripa Sindhu Bhai Vacha Patitanang Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namaha Nauma Vadanaya Krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namne gaurattise namaha Jai rupa sanatan bhatta raghunat Sri Jivi Gopal bhatta das raghunat Ethai Gosai Kari Charanabandhan Jahoite Vignanas Abhishta Puran Mahabhava Sarupatam Krishna Priya Varyasi Prama Bhakti Pradadevi Radhiketa Namamyaham Radhi Brinda Vanadisi Koruna Mritabahini Kripayan Japadabja Dasyang Mahiyam Pradiyatam Bandi Nanda Brajistrinam Padarnum Abhiksnasam Jasang Hari Kathod Gitam Punati Bhuvanatrayam Jantaya Mudriyavala Haridasa Varja Jadram Krishna Charna Sparsa Pramoda Manam Tanati Saha Goganaya Stanayurjat Paniya Sujava Sakandara Kandamulai Govardhana Jayati Saila Kuladi Raja Jo Gopika Virudito Haridasa Varja Krishna na Sakramak Bhanga Kritarchitoja Saptamasya Karapatala Padmi Apyasit Om Namaha Govardhana Dharam Govardhana Dharam Bandi Gopala Goparpinam Gokula Utsavamishanam Govindam Gopika Kritiyam Govardhano Me Disatang Avishtam Govardhano me disatang avistam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय गुरु परंपरा की जय अनंत अनंत गुरु वैष्णव वृंद की जय सपार्षद गौर हरि की जय गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुदर्शन संजीव की जय भक्त विघ्न विनाशंकरण सिंहदेव की जय भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय सर्वविष्ट व्रत गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय ब्रजवासी भक्त वृंद की जय कार्तिक व्रत नियम सेवा दामोदर व्रत ऊर्जा व्रत की जय जय ऊर्जेश्वरी श्रीमती राधारानी की जय मधेश्वरी प्रणेश्वरी श्रीमती राधारानी की जय जय ब्रजदेवीगण की जय जय गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय जय अन्नकूट महामहोत्सव की जय अन्नकूट महामहोत्सव पालनकारी भक्त वृंद की जय ब्रजवासी भक्त वृंद की जय माधवेंद्रपुरी पाद की जय गोपाल जीव की जय श्रीनाथ जीव की जय बोलो गिरिराज धरन की जय गिरिधारी जीव की जय गौर प्रमानंदे Now is this Urja Vrata, Kartik Vrata, Damodar Vrata, very auspicious month. Middle of this month, first is Damodar Lila. After next is this Annakoot Mahamahotsav. Krishna is saying, anybody following Vrata, Tapa, Japa, anything, but which purpose? Das Goswami is saying, Nijanikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanattam. Hey Giriraj Govardhan, who is your dear, near and dearest and beloved? I don't know. But I know all Brajavasis is your near and dear. But your, by causes mercy, then I am, they are giving me shelter, I will be with them. Then possible, with them, they are teaching me. How serving Giriraj Govardhan, everything. And Giriraj Govardhan then giving shelter. But another side, Krishna what is saying? Krishna saying, oh, Giriraj Govardhan, you accepting all our near to presentation. Yeah, respect. And after you giving me, then I am accepting. Otherwise, anybody direct coming my near, but they not understand me, not understand anything. Therefore, you are teaching, you are helping, and you, everybody is giving training. Krishna himself, all Brajavasis for, he requesting, come with me, Govardhan, worshipping him. But Krishna not teaching, then anybody not learning, anybody has no faith and no love. They are, before is they worshipping Indra, many demigods, many other, but they don't know worshipping whom. Who is accepting our this love and respect, and after they are giving real fruits. Reality, they don't know. Going here and there, many places, running and suffering. Krishna, therefore, this Kartik Vrata, Urja Vrata, Damodar Vrata time, Chaturmasya, end of time, is all Brajavasis for telling, you are making nice presentation, nice gift. And cows are decorating. Go, Govardhan. Then, telling Namo Brahmana Devaya Go Brahmana Hitayacha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namo. Krishna himself teaching how worshipping Brahmin, how worshipping cows, how worshipping Giriraj Govardhan. His name Govardhan. Go Vardhayati Iti Govardhana. Go Gopi, Gokul, Gopal. This, everybody is his serving and helping nicely, properly. So Krishna calling all are came. They have no faith, they don't know anything. Krishna, for they have faith. Krishna calling. They come, Krishna saying, okay, now Deepavali, night time all are giving Deepdan. And after this bathing Manasi Ganga and after cooking night time, nice, nice things, also they are arranging many preparation. And they came and arranging after Giriraj Govardhan for offering bhoga. This bhoga offering, Krishna himself saying, oh, you have any things you offering. Anybody has, the Brajamandal has this bajra and dal, yeah, kadi, yeah, rice, yeah, anybody has dalia, some laddus, some milk, anybody, anything there is offering. Giriraj Govardhan, very happy. Long time he is waiting, he is fasting, you know. This tapasya austerity, not one to day. He has left his Dronachal, his father house, his camp Brajadham, but nobody giving him any food stuff. Nobody want little water also. No any gift, nothing given, cloth also not giving. Nothing giving. All are stepping, all are throwing garbage. Therefore, Brajavasis are telling Govardhan. All are cow dung throwing, cow stool, and they are to manifest. Like, who manifest? Like, you know, Western country now is the mushroom eating, mushroom coming in ground too. So Giriraj Govardhan before is sleeping, like is, he's now inside Govard to his comet appears. Yeah, he appears. So the go Govardhana Jayati. So now Brajavasis are present, all present, Giriraj present, but Giriraj never asking. Why? He is very happy. Why? Nini Brajadham. Also, what he is taking? All Brajavasis feed dust. Cows are coming, all animals coming, and everybody with him, but he never disturbed. Krishna therefore saying, oh, this Giriraj, this Govardhan, how long to waiting? But nobody understanding. Anybody follow me, then I am also following him. After Krishna came, and Krishna first doing abhishek, after doing arati, Pushpanjali, all, and then requesting, Brajavasis are arranging some preparation, some gift for you. But how many million crore years after? But no, this is not is truthful. Krishna coming with his cows, calves with his. Then Krishna eating within Sakhas, but Krishna giving also Giriraj. Krishna's footprint and there, Krishna's per seat. Everybody know Pramodamadana Lila Kandare Kandare. This sloka, everybody know this. This. Kya? Onpama Manivedi Ratna Singha Sanarbi. Ruhujaro Darasanu. Dhoni Sangasarangai. So there is Onpama Mani Bedi. Nice, nice Krishna's first seat. Balde Prabhu's first seat. Nice, nice cave. They are all lila. Alex Sinnasiya, Thoro Baitne Ko Do Ek Asan De Do. Bring one asan. This said giving. Maharaj sitting here. Dandat Mother. Sitting. So then Krishna kindly, his childhood do is coming Govardhan with his all sakhas, calves, and everybody with his. And what happened then? Krishna eating. Krishna remnants there is dropping. Cows are eating. Cows are grasses, and there is waterfall, nice kundo, nice lake, nice everything. But everything is Krishna accepting. And Krishna direct accepting, not giving. Giriraj Govardhan, he is giving. Sometime Durvasa Rishi there, sometime Dattatreya, sometime Parasar, sometime Adada Rishi Maharshi, everybody is there. But Giriraj Govardhan is lucky. He has many caves. Therefore, telling Pramodamadana Lila, Kandare Kandarete, Rachati, Navajuno, Dandaman, Swing Namandam, Itikila Karanatam, Laganakustu Dharmi, Nijanikatanivasam, Dehi, Govardhanatam. This all Lila, who is watching, who is looking? Our Goswami is there. Raghava Pandit know everything. Das Goswami know everything. Our Goswami is there. Lokanath Das Goswami, they don't know everything. They are looking. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami, Vrindavan to direct going Mathura to Govardhan, and every day giving parikrama, and after parikrama, then he is evening time coming back. Giriraj Govardhan himself is saying, okay, I am going with you. You are anywhere, I am with you. Giriraj never left Govardhan, but he has come. Sanatana Goswami with his Vrindavan. Bhakta, this love is very powerful. So these things is Krishna saying, Vrajavasis, you come. Then they come, and after Giriraj Govardhan offering bhoga, then Giriraj Govardhan everything accepting. And Giriraj Govardhan very hungry, saying, or leo, anore, or more, more. This is not enough. Million crore years I am not eating. I am only laying. I am waiting and sitting. When bringing, when giving. Then Krishna say, oh, Vrajavasis are very poor. They have nothing more. Then I have a little water. Kunda has water. Okay, give me water. All kunda, all water he is drinking. Then Krishna say, nothing more. Then Krishna say, okay, I am giving you tulasi leaves. Yes. Then giving tulasi leaves, he is taking and he is now yawning. Ah, I am very happy now, I am satisfied. Now I am eating lot of. After, Krishna says, okay, you giving them everybody, Vrajavasis bless. Vasi is very happy, smiling. And he giving bliss, unlimited bliss. Vrajavasis near is Krishna requesting, you asking anything, he is giving boon. All are asking, but what asking? For oneself, other children, for family, for they, everybody asking for Krishna. Then Krishna, for everybody asking. Then Krishna saying, Vrajavasis, this Giriraj Govardhan, he is waiting long time too. He is telling all glories. After saying, all are doing parikrama. Doing parikrama, not footwork. Old and babies and others, bull karuitis. And youngs dancing and playing and singing and Giriraj prasad eating. Giriraj giving back, not this much. They are offering, 1,000 crores time more extra he is giving. Then they are eating, dancing. They like Giriraj Govardhan Malpua and Kheer. Kodi and chaur, rice. He like balusai. He like many, many rasgulla, many nice sweets. All offering. Very happy. And after, he is giving. Krishna, sokhas with his, sokhis mandari with his. Happy. But Giriraj has one desire. Oh, all are serving me. But how can I serving? How can I pleasing? This is my duty. I came Brajadham, also I am serving. Then, Indra angry, Indra next, night time they staying here, morning is gone back. Why tomorrow by those, by the Jamditya, Jam Maharaj and Jamuna Devi appears day, birthday. So tomorrow all are going house, morning they are gone. What the time Indra attacking. Then they never come, they thinking coming back, no. Now they come back and Giriraj Govardhan heart. Opening, 7 days, 7 nights staying. Then Giriraj freely serving, very sweetly serving, and pleasing everybody. And every day, they are offering bhoga. They're cooking, they're arranging, they're offering bhoga, Giriraj, and then they're taking. So this is called relationship. Giriraj Govardhan only giving this permanent relationship with his everybody. Other demigods has no relation, then how can they giving relationship? Krishna teaching, Anybody come my near, but they don't know me. How can serving me? How can will be with me continue forever? But Giriraj is teaching. Giriraj, 7 days, 7 nights, everybody is poor, not only giving foodstuff, he is giving bed, he is giving water, therefore telling this. Hantaya Madhyabala Haridasa Bharjo. Jad Ramakrishna Charnasparsha Pramodo. Banam Tanati Saha Go Ganayas Tanayajat. Paniya Sujavasa Kandara Kandamulai. He is giving everything. Fruits and roots and water. He is giving everything. Shelter, bed, anything not less he is giving. But mostly he is giving the relationship. Giriraj Govardhaniya, anybody coming and going, then they are getting this Brajavasi's shelter and Brajavasi's mood, Brajavasi's with relationship. Other way to coming, going back, like Shiv Thakur came, Adiguru Brahma came, many demigods come, but they coming, after they going, no shelter, no surrender there. Then nobody giving shelter. But Giriraj Govardhan forever giving. Therefore, this Giriraj Govardhan was telling, Govardhana dharam bande, Gopala goparupinam, Gokula usramishanam, Govindam gopikapriyam. His near and dearest beloved only Gop Gopi, Gopal, Krishna. And he is serving and he is giving everybody this sweet relationship. So today is this Annakoot festival. After Madhavendra Puripad starting this festival. Before Krishna's time, Krishna arranging. After some time, this is like it disappears. But Madhavendra Puri Kavi Madhav Asimur Koribeshevan, Sei Lagi Potami Korinirikhan. Gopal is waiting. Where Madhavendra Puri was coming? When he is serving? He is not waiting for other. Madhavendra Puripad came. Why? He has this Brajavasi's mood. And Brajavasi's, this all nature and all relation. He is came, he is starting. That time too, Krishna giving boon. This world has this Mahapralaya until that time also. This Giriraj Govardhan service never will be off and stop. Continue running. Every day, Abhishek, Bhograg, and every day, everything is done. But very clever, very lucky persons is coming and serving. And Giriraj Govardhan near to taking everything. So today is Annakoot festival. Now will be Arati. And after Arati, then all will be ready. 3 o'clock, all going Govardhan. And there Abhishek and Bhoga, and after Parikrama, and then night time coming, are they no coming, they are staying, morning coming. No problem, no problem. Giriraj waiting. Then everything is now ready, bas. Now all bhaktas are coming outside, they are taking prasadam, and after prasadam, but all brahmacharis, sannyasis, all are is going, Govardhan. This is why morning time everybody worshipping, then evening time who is doing? Also Deepdan, taking her tooth, ghiviks and everything, then Deepdan. Also this prasadam Giriraj Govardhan for and all Brajavasis for. This is not for you and me. This is not will be like his eagle, gid. Offering bhoga and looking it at bhoga, no. This is for all our Brajavasis for, everybody's for. So today, now Arati starting. After Arati, all will be ready, going Govardhan. Gaur Premanande.